What would you call a married woman with that name?
Mrs. Cooper.
Where did you hear the term Cooper?
I think I first became aware of it because I knew some people called Coopersmith, and we were talking about where names came from, and he knew that it was a barrel maker. Mm-hmm. A Coopersmith was a maker of barrels.
What would you call a preacher that's not very well trained? Just sort of preaches here and there.
Probably an evangelist. Backwoods preacher, country preacher, maybe, although they could have some training. Let's see, what would I have heard?
What about a carpenter who's not very good at building things?
I don't know. I don't think I'd have a name for that. I think I've heard of a jackleg preacher, meaning somebody who just set himself up and started calling himself Dr. So-and-so or Reverend So-and-so.
Would you use the word jackleg about anything besides a preacher?
I wouldn't use it. I've just heard it used. I wouldn't call anybody that because I'm not clear enough on what it's supposed to mean.
What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt. And my maid's mother's sister is her auntie.
Have you ever heard wife use the term auntie?
No. I've heard them say auntie, somebody or other, referring to a black woman who raised them like a mammy. They'd call her auntie so-and-so or aunt so-and-so. But aunt definitely sounds colored to me.
Mm-hmm. The name of the wife of Abraham?
Sarah.
And a boy nicknamed Bill, his full name would be?
William.
And if your father had a brother by that full name, you'd call him?
Uncle William or Uncle Bill.
And the President Kennedy's first name was?
John.
And if your father had a brother by that name?
Uncle John.
And the highest rank in the Army?
General.
And beneath the general?
I guess a major or colonel, I think, is next.
And the person in charge of a ship?
A captain.
Did you ever hear the word captain used in other situations? Like?
No, just for Army or people in charge of a ship, whether they had anything to do with the military or not.
And a person who presides over the court?
Judge.
And someone who goes to school?
A pupil.
Or what at the university level?
A student.
How do you distinguish between a pupil and a student?
Pupils would not be in college, I think. A pupil or a student could be anybody up through high school. And then I would say you're a student if you're in college. I don't know why I wouldn't say you were a pupil anymore, but I think of that as being a younger person.
A woman who works in an office and does the typing and so forth.
Secretary.
And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be an
actress.
And what different terms are there for colored people?
Oh, lots, depending on who you were talking to. If you're speaking to them, there were very, very distinct ways of referring to them when I was a child that are no longer true. You would never, ever have called a black person a black. That would have been very insulting when I was a child, and it was extremely hard for me to get used to their wanting to be called that. Mm-hmm. You always, if you were being polite, and we were taught that you were never anything but polite, you would call them colored people, usually. Mm-hmm. We had a couple of maids that wanted to be called ladies of color or gentlemen of color, which I always thought was funny. But if that's what they wanted, then that's the way they were referred to. We always called them colored people or Negroes, not niggers, because that was insulting, but it sounded very Yankee and foreign to us to say Negro. Now, back in the 50s, when a lot of them wanted to be called Negroes, then we made a concerted effort to call them that, but it always sounded odd to us to say it. And in conversation, we would talk about the Negroes, not the Negroes.